Good day again, the Visit Julian podcast. We are having a great explosion of fun events coming up in Julian. And this one's coming up actually this weekend. So we're a little late on the podcast, but it'll get you excited for next year if you can't make it this year. But today we have Mercedes and Ian, and they're here to talk about the first annual Julian Gem
and mineral show.
There we go. For some reason in my head, I wanted to say the name of your business, which was getting me. So I'm going to say it one time fast. Julian Gem and Mineral Show. Welcome, Mercedes, and welcome, Ian.
Presented by Julian Gem and Jewelry.
See, there's the confusion right there. Yeah. And plus, it's early in the morning. All right. So, Ian, I know we talked a little bit about this, and it kind of just became this exciting explosion thing, right? Like the idea just came to you, like, let's just make this happen.
I really believe that Julian needs a gem and mineral show based on our history of being a gold mining community.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And also all of the wonderful minerals that San Diego County has growing right here at home.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to somebody, I don't think it was for a podcast, but there's some mineral that's really prevalent in Julian, and it starts with a D. Anyone? That's my bad. Never mind.
There's tourmaline close to here. Dormaline, yeah. Tourmaline.
I don't know.
Tourmaline, garnets, morganites. They actually just discovered emeralds right down the street.
No way. Wow. Yeah. Super cool. So let's go ahead and talk about the event. It is the weekend of July 2nd and July 3rd here at Town Hall. And it's going to be downstairs. And the cool thing is, it's actually going on simultaneously with the quilt show. And it may seem like, really? But there are two very interesting topics. So I think it'll be very interesting to the whole audience.
To couple them.
Yeah.
Especially because quilting is an art form.
Exactly.
And a lot of artists really love to incorporate minerals in their art.
Mm-hmm. And gems, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And gems.
Yeah. So if you appreciate art and beauty, you can get excited about both shows. So,
I am.
Yeah. I love the quilt show. It's really...
Especially because it's stuff I would love to be able to make, but
right.
I couldn't.
Yeah. That's not true, because we'll have a conversation. Because I started quilting.
No, you should have seen my patchwork when I was like a teenager.
Yeah, that's teenager. We're older and more patient now, yeah. Right? Yeah. But, so let's talk. How many people do you have presenting at the show?
There are 12 vendors, and we want to expand in the future to have outdoor vending and have a large international show.
Oh, that's really cool.
So everyone that comes will be supporting all the vendors so that they will come back and more will want to follow, and then we can have our very own in-house Julian Gem and Mineral Show.
Yeah.
Real nice event. We can have food. We'll work it up. We can.
Yeah.
But this is the start of 12 vendors, and it is free admission. And come out and support everybody.
Yeah, so that's really great. That's fun. A good thing to think about. That, you know, by coming to the first one, you inspire the vendors to come. And it's just like anything else. It's word of mouth. So the vendors come, they have a great time, they have some success. They tell other people, and next year, maybe you do it on a different weekend and it's upstairs and downstairs. And then as the park progresses across the street, which is
that's gonna be
amazing
great.
Outdoor venue. And the cool thing about doing it over there is it's so visual. I mean, everybody who comes to town, regardless of the entry point, will end up seeing it. So that's the goal, right?
Yep.
So what kind of gems do you should people expect to see at the show?
Well, we have a GIA gem grader that will be here. He's just moved into the community.
So who knows what his collection has.
Right.
I bet a wonderful collection. Fossils?
We have fossils, lapis. We have a multitude of different cabochons.
Say that again.
Cabochon.
Like, yeah, it's Ian in his French accent. All right. Continue, sorry.
I love that word.
Additionally, there will be a gentleman who is a great faceter. He's also local.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any minerals that you would like to talk to him about putting getting prepping for jewelry by faceting
it. Oh, yeah,
very That'd be
cool.
a good idea to bring.
Yeah, that's important for people to know. Yeah, if you've got something that maybe got passed down to you or you just found randomly and you'd like to have it prepared for jewelry, that's a super opportunity.
And then we also have the ability now, we got a new torch and we're opening up our jewelry shop. So if you do find something you like, we'll be able to put it into jewelry.
Very
now.
Cool. Yeah, awesome.
And then let's see, who else do we have? We have
The Eagle Mine will be here, the local gold mine tour. So you can meet them in person. That's a really fun tour, right up the road from the school.
Yeah, that's I've been on that tour 4 times. It's amazing. I love that tour.
That says something.
Yeah.
Four times.
Yeah, it's a good tour. And it's different every time, depending on who the tour guide is. Yeah, totally.
And it's 60 degrees in there if it's 100 outside, so.
Okay, so I have to argue with you, because I learned, and I don't know why I know this to be true, but apparently no matter what the temperature is outside, it's always 68 degrees inside.
Oh,
the
68.
If it was 60, I would be like, no, I'm going to do it one time, because I'm going to look the way I'm dressed. I'm a summer girl. That would be too cold. 68. I can deal with.
I know, I've seen you in the winter in summer blouse.
Yeah, I was like, I hate this cold. So basically what we want to do is get people excited to come and at least check out the show, which is downstairs at Town Hall, July 2nd and July 3rd. What else do you want people to know about what they might experience when they're here?
I just thought that was a great question about what material will be here.
Yeah.
To finish that, there'll be specimens. Mm-hmm. Rough stone. There'll be a gentleman that does lapidary work that's also a local. And so anything you have that you would like sliced or cut or be like, hey, is this going to be neat to do something with, even if it's just a rock you found?
Sure.
That guy would know.
Yeah. Cool. So does he know, or is he going to do it at the show, or is that equipment too big that has to be done somewhere else?
We have not decided if we ask somebody to come and do a faceting demonstration, mm-hmm. but we're not sure yet.
Okay. Well, it's the first year, and it was one of those things that was decided on very excitedly, and I have to give kudos to you, because from inception of the idea to completion of making it happen, you've really done a great job.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
And I really love how you've included the locals. So speak. Oh, just for the record, there's a baby here, which makes everything better. So let's appreciate. And the baby's name is
Robin Carter.
Robin, what an amazing name!
And Robin means shiny. And Carter means to cart shiny things.
Okay. Oh, very
famous
beautiful.
And shiny.
Yeah, so. He'll be carting minerals.
Oh my
yeah.
God, his precious stone. Don't distract me with cute babiness. So I was what I was saying about the locals too is Moonshine Magic is going to be at the show, which is fantastic because from what I understand, he's got a pretty good following. So
yeah.
It'd be nice for his people to come, his followers, his fans to come and, you know, get to see other types of stones or services. And so people can buy stones and gems at the show, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You can definitely buy all kinds of minerals and facets and all the different variety of things you could find at different mineral shows.
Cool. Yeah.
Or shops.
And I guess one of the reasons why I'm asking is that for people who are unfamiliar but might want to come just to see, you know, just to check it out. So I'm just trying to give them a reason to say, well, I'm going to take a look at this. You know, if you're in Julian, July 2nd, July 3rd, right? Yeah. July. All of a sudden, I had a panic attack about when the 4th of July was. You know.
It's in June.
Yeah, right? My best friend, one time years ago, made this joke, oh, Christmas just came at a really bad time this year. So it's like one of those things where you have to, for some reason, remember it. So what are the hours of the show?
The hours will be tentatively 10 to 5.
Okay. Both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
All right, which is great, which is basically the the hours most businesses are open here in Julian. So as they're walking the town, they can come in and check out the show for sure. Yeah, I think that's a really great idea. I'm really excited to bring something new to Julian and how you tie it into the history of Julian.
Yeah,
that's great.
My mom's a historian, and she encourages me to love history.
Well, yeah, history is a great thing. All right, so I will make sure that I post some graphic information on the show notes the hours of the show for those who don't know where Town Hall
Hopefully
is.
Hopefully not too graphic.
You're funny. Yeah. All right. I really appreciate both of you guys coming in and talk about the show. Let's hope people get excited. I always wrap up the podcast with, you know, if there's anything I forgot to ask, anything you want to make sure that the listeners know. Now is your time. 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, it's important to keep in mind that supporting the vendors is great. And also, when you purchase gems and minerals, you're also investing in yourself because they do not lose value.
That is so awesome. Yeah, I like that. Cool.
So if you're feeling a little nervous about your financial stability right now, you don't have to feel that way when you purchase gems and minerals.
That's really cool. Yeah, because they're... Well, like you said, they don't have to depreciate people. They're historic in nature, so that's pretty amazing.
Lapis has maintained its value since Mesopotamia.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with lapis, but I don't call it that. I learned it from someone from Chile, so they call it lapis lazuli. Yes. And yeah, and so when people call it lapis, I have to remember that's lapis lazuli.
Yeah.
Well, it's Farsi for blue stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I almost said grows, but it's only found in like two places in the world, right?
The major deposits are in Afghanistan and Chile.
Chile, yeah.
We have a small one here in Mount Baldy.
Oh, really? So they're maybe starting to discover it. But back in the day when I was hanging out with Chilenos and spending time in Chile, that's how I learned, you know, lapis lazuli. And I was like, and it's everywhere in Chile, or at least it was in 1989 when I was there, so... All right, cool, babies. I just rubbed baby head.
Well, thanks, Rob.
No, thank you guys for coming in, and we look forward to the show. All right, adios. Okay, so we finished recording, and then we remembered that there was something we really want to tell everybody about, and that is a raffle that's going on at the event. So, Ian, use your excited voice and tell us about the raffle.
I'm very excited to let everyone know we are doing a raffle for the Julian Pathways. Half of the money will be going to the garden and half will be going to the families in the community that Julian Pathways likes to support and helps support.
That's fantastic. And you were telling me off air, and that's the whole reason we got back on, because we're so excited. Who donated to this raffle? What kind of prizes will there be?
There'll be... The major big prize is a one-person gift certificate to the Ocean View Mine. Many businesses in the community have offered us gift certificates. There'll be soap from the Old Goat.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
gift certificate from Heroes.
Heroes, very
at
awesome.
Their wonderful new location, yep. Where Wynola Pizza used to be.
Right.
And kept the live music, so yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's just different things within the community that you can win, and while you're purchasing raffle tickets, you're supporting Pathways, which is an amazing organization that supports families of the kids that go to the junior high and the elementary school. They have an amazing garden program, so I'm happy to see that half the money's going to the garden program, because that thing is amazing. There's another podcast on the garden. It's fantastic. And the other half just goes to support the programs within yes. Pathways that support the families and the community. Awesome. All right. Over and out. I'm not coming back this time. All right.